Well, your book Liberty also speaks to the continuing trauma of slavery, which we see in characters like Ben Daisy, who had escaped from enslavement but was so damaged by it, he just doesn't recover. And your book deals with that trauma and how it lasts, not just through one person's emotional life, but intergenerationally.
Yes, exactly. You know, I worked for many years in Black History Museums. That's where I first heard the story that Liberty is based on. I worked for many years in Black History Museums, particularly ones dedicated to Black abolitionists. And I was so struck by, within those sort of stories of triumph and incredible bravery and courage, we often didn't talk about the real emotional toll of living through enslavement, and then also the emotional toll of fighting against a structure as whole, dominating, all-encompassing as slavery was in the U.S. It was obviously difficult to be a slave, but even to be an active abolitionist took an incredible emotional toll on the Black people who did that political work. And so, and we know that from reading their diaries. You know, I think Sojourner Truth is probably the most famous example. She struggled with alcoholism and alcohol dependency her whole life, understandably because of the sort of intense traumas that she lived through. But when you would try to include that part of her story, oftentimes when I try to include those parts of the story when speaking with the public, the response was like, to talk about that is to somehow denigrate that person's memory or to somehow cheapen the history, to recognize the toll. And to me, that always felt so backwards, because the struggle is part of what makes these stories part of our legacy, that people did have these issues. People did try and reckon with trauma, came up with different coping mechanisms, some of them helpful and sustainable that we still use today, and some of them not so much that we still use today. And that is a part of the larger human experience that was slavery. It's not outside of human experience or human understanding. Those things are very much a part of humanity.